and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to the Pink Mic Breast Conversations with Dr. Lauren, where we bring education, empowerment, and real conversations to the mic because knowledge is power. Today's conversation, we're talking about lymphedema, what it is, what it isn't, and how understanding your body can change your quality of life. Joining me is physical therapist and certified lymphedema specialist Mark Van Loan from Swell Endeavors here in Redding, California. And he's helping patients reclaim movement, confidence, and control. So, Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Lauren. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Okay, I think we got it. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Oh, thanks for coming this evening. I know you from the community, and you take great care of my patients, and we really appreciate all that you do in the community, and the patients appreciate it as well. Mm. Yeah.
Thank you. It's a privilege to serve. I was born and raised here in Redding, so.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Yeah, I left at 18 and came back at 30, and I've been back for 22 years now.
22 years. Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah,
thank you. So before we get started, we have our Pink Mic intern. She's going to tell us what the Pink Teeny of the Month is.
Hi, friends. Intern Olivia back at the Pink Mic with this week's Pink Teeny of the Week, Flow in Pink. This one is light, vibrant, and a totally feel-good. It features red clover, rose hips, hibiscus, and a touch of ginger for a gorgeous pink sip with vitamin C, circulation support, and a warm little kick at the end. It's cute, it's cozy, it's a feel-good in a cup. Stay pink, stay flowing.
All right, thank you. We're here sipping on tea. We're not sipping on that one, though. Mark, so tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you born and raised in Redding, California, lived at 18, came back at 20, been practicing here for 22 years. Tell us a little bit about your education and your background.
Sure. So I went to Gonzaga University in Spokane, Washington for my undergraduate work. Ended up studying biology and French there. I was a double major. Had some wonderful opportunities to travel, see the world, spend a year in Paris. And then went on to graduate school down in Los Angeles at Mount St. Mary's College, where finished a master's degree there in 2001.
Master's in physical therapy?
In physical therapy, yes. So in high school, backing up a little bit, I met an exchange student from Germany, and we just developed a wonderful friendship through the years, and I always had this idea that I wanted to go live and work in a foreign country, and get a clinical experience, see what healthcare's like abroad or in another country. So I decided just to do that, bought a one-way ticket to Germany after I finished all my studies, took the boards, and then left the country. That was September 1st, 2001, and, of course, we know what happened 10 days later.
Yes, exactly.
So I made it a go in Germany, and I was doing physical therapy. I found a job, was doing outpatient orthopedic physical therapy, and it was just really hurting my hands to mobilize backs and necks. And I thought to myself, I can't do this for 30 years. So I was looking for a softer, gentler therapy for my own body, and I knew of the lymphatic specialty and the training, and I decided to take that, and I did at the end of my stay and then came home after 3 years there.
Okay, so the lymphatic training was in Germany?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So did you find a big difference between the philosophy and the training between Germany and here?
Not necessarily. There's a few schools of therapy throughout the world. One in Australia. There's the Vater technique, the Foley technique. So there's, I think, you know, three or four main schools out there, and then there's satellites of these schools with the training. So, you know, we're always coming up with newer research and data and to tweak our techniques and understand how the lymphatic system works and moves. So I think, Yeah, there's not a huge difference. It's pretty, I would say, fairly standardized across the schools. And yeah, everybody has a little bit different focus based on their slant with the system and different techniques. But, yeah.
So other than your personal physical aspect of wanting to have something more gentler, what did you, what attracted you to the lymphedema specialty?
Sure. I really enjoyed working with the people one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Manual lymphatic drainage and the complete decongestive therapy that we do is a really hands-on intensive therapy where we're spending time with people. We're hearing their stories. We're able to manually help them move lymphatic fluid. So you're spending time. I like the one-on-one, the opportunity to really get to know people and make a difference in their lives.
Okay.
Yeah.
So before we get into the treatment and decongestive therapy and all those things, mm-hmm. How did you start your practice, and where did Swell Endeavors, the name of your practice, come from?
So I was working for Reading Physical Therapy, and they ended up consolidating their clinic, and there was just no space for me in that new facility. And so I decided to go out on my own. And I wanted to continue to provide and not lose my skills in the specialty. So it was work for somebody else or work for myself. So I chose the name Swell Endeavors because I love the values of the 50s, America, you know, that Leave It to Beaver, gee, Wally, that's swell. And so that era of prosperity of traditional values, that was one reason I chose Swell, but then also obviously we're managing and helping swelling, so you gotta have a little sense of humor in healthcare.
I love it. So for our listeners, can you describe what is the lymphatic system?
Yeah, so our lymph system is basically the waste system of our body that carries the refuse from the 30 to 40 trillion cells that we have. It takes that, filters it at lymph nodes, and returns it to our venous blood. So that all happens right above the collarbones at our venous angle. So where our neck and arm and trunk vein all come together, that's the end point for our lymphatic system. So if that is blocked up or there's somewhere along the way, there's blockage and that fluid doesn't get back, it can end up in tissue space, and we refer to that as lymphedema. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And what's the function of the lymphatic system or the lymph fluid? Like, what are the contents?
Yes, good.
I think my intern was asking me.
Good questions.
Is there albumin in there?
Right.
Yeah.
So lymphatic fluid is it's a protein-rich fluid, which is significant because if you try to use a diuretic to manage lymphatic disorders, you don't get very far. Because you remove the water, but the osmotic magnet, the waste material behind, draws fluid from other places. And so we just run into a thicker sludge instead of solving the problem. So we need to really suspend that lymph and hydrate, for instance, but we also need to get that through the lymphatics, filtered at the nodes, and return it to the venous blood. So that's the focus of our therapy and making sure people understand that movement is key, because movement helps push that fluid through. Also the drainage that we do, we'll train people in the self version of it or the home version, which is really important. But also I think backing up to the anatomy and the physiology so people can see and understand what they're doing and why, that's an emphasis point, particularly at the first visit, to help them really understand, you know, what they can be doing and how they can be helping their own bodies or maybe a partner's there at the visit to help them as well.
Okay. Yeah. So this is how I'm visualizing. I'm very visual. I learned this in medical school with anatomy, and correct me, okay, but this is how I'm visualizing it. So you have the cardiovascular system, the arteries and the veins, and you have fluid, blood, being pushed, you know, by the heart, pushed to the organs, and then the venous system is returning that back to the heart.
Yes.
And in between there's space. Or interstitium.
Yes.
And some of this fluid gets pushed out of the cardiovascular system into the space around the system. And then the lymphatic system, when you look at charts, it's green, right? Mm-hmm. Arteries are red, veins are blue, but it's green, and these vessels somehow, I don't know if it's osmotic pressure, or they have little spaces in the walls, I think, where the fluid comes into the lymphatic system.
Yeah, so if you take, that's a excellent, and you described it very well. That fluid is outside of our cells, in between the venous and arterial system. But if you look at the initial lymph capillaries, which are right under the skin, they're a very delicate, mm-hmm. superficial network. They're made up of one cell layer thick endothelial cells that overlap. And those are anchored to the bottommost layer of our skin with an elastin fiber, connective tissue fiber. And so when you pull on your skin and stretch, you're pulling that elastin fiber and it's separating those overlapping cells. And in that moment, that gapping moment, that's when that extracellular fluid can go into the lumen and it becomes lymph.
Wow.
So that's why the therapy is so specific. The massage is so specific. Because it's gentle, it's light, but we're also engaging that skin. Dry brushing, for instance, would be using a brush to create that stretch. In the clinic, I prefer using fingers and hands. I think they're more sensitive. And, you know, when I teach the drainage, I like to have people do it, you know, with their hands. But you can also do it with a brush and to get to places you can't reach.
It's a real soft brush.
Soft brush, okay, exactly.
I've seen that.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. So you may have heard of dry brushing, but that's opening those initial lymphatic capillaries, engaging, opening up that lymph so it can start to get into that system and move.
Okay, and then there's the one-way valves, right, because it's going against gravity.
Right, yeah. So God in his wisdom made this mm-hmm. system beautiful, both in the venous side and the lymphatic side. We have to get fluid up against gravity with no more pressure. So we rely on these one-way valves that open one direction and seal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so if there's swelling, sometimes they can get pushed apart, and then that distension causes the pooling and venous insufficiency, for instance, or lymphatic, you know, lymphedema pooling. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm.
All right, so you know what? We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
North State Park's annual celebration of North State wine is back with another panel of fine wine with award-winning wines served by the North State's best wineries. being held at the newly remodeled Holiday Inn with fine appetizers by their new chef. 20's theme is accented by Ladybot and the Bluebirds on stage. 20's attire is suggested. This event sells out every year, so don't miss the fun. Saturday night, March 7th at the Holiday Inn. Tickets can be purchased at pcpark.org.
Welcome back to Behind the Pink Mic with Dr. Lauren. This show is brought to you by Sizzle's Commercial Kitchen, where culinary arts meets community. It's located in downtown Reading, 1440 Placer Street, and also Swell Endeavors Physical Therapy, where lymphedema care is compassionate. Speaking of Swell Endeavors, we have Mark Van Loan in the studio this evening. He is a physical therapist and certified lymphedema specialist, and he's educating us about the lymphatic system. So as a breast surgeon, I operate on lymph nodes in the axillary area, which is the armpit. And breast cancer cells can leave the breast and go to those lymph nodes. And part of that surgery that we do is a sentinel lymph node biopsy and an axillary lymph node dissection. Mm-hmm. So we have to educate patients on the risks and benefits of these surgeries. The Breast Surgeon Society has been trying to, over the years, kind of de-escalate or minimize the amount of surgery mm-hmm. that we're doing on the lymph nodes, because it's causing patients a lot of morbidity, a lot of problems for their lifetime. Mm-hmm. And so patients, you know, they have a lot of questions, and I send you a lot of patients for therapy, but they have a lot of questions. And so from a breast surgery standpoint, also followed by radiation on top of that, can you let our listeners, or excuse me, tell our listeners that, like, what problems do patients have from that, and what type of therapies do you do for the lymphedema?
Sure, doctor. Good questions. Yeah, and ultimately, lymphedema doesn't affect every patient. It's ultimately, nobody can predict how well somebody is going to compensate after a surgery. So every person's individual. We do know that the more trauma that's involved, the more lymph nodes that are removed, the longer the radiation, the more likely you are to develop lymphedema. So there's no real way to say you're going to get it or you're not. But ultimately, it's a redundant system, which is nice. There's often parallel, or there are parallel vessels carrying lymphatic fluid. So we just don't know. And the sentinel node biopsies are fantastic because we're reducing that trauma, right? That intervention.
Yeah.
And upping the likelihood that your body's going to compensate and do just fine.
Okay.
But ultimately, when we do see lymphedema, it's usually trauma induced, right? So there's been, it can go latent for years, and then 20, 30 years later, there's a, right? Because as our bodies age, we don't compensate generally more efficiently. You know, things break down, we slow down, we get older.
Oh, yeah.
So people will, you know, I'll have clients in the clinic, they'll say, well, that was 20 years ago or 30 years ago I had a surgery. It's like, well, yeah, it's cumulative your whole life, right? Those insults, the surgeries, the how you take care of yourself or don't, right? That adds up.
Wow.
And then ultimately, sometimes it'll get to a point where you just can't compensate anymore, and then you'll develop symptoms. But we try to minimize trauma, and I tell patients that all the time. To your point with the blood pressure cuffs and the IVs, again, that's trauma. I mean, the blood pressure cuff goes to up to 10 times the amount of, like, a compression sleeve that you'd be wearing, right, to get to that systolic height. So that's a lot of pressure on a small area, even though there's the cuff is fairly wide, but that's a lot of pressure and potential trauma for that arm in that spot. Same thing with IVs, right? That trauma can set off lymphedema. So we'll see that often in the clinic. It's after a gardening experience where they had a rose thorn right in the finger, or a dog scratch or something. So usually it's that trauma. And also with exercise, I really don't have a lot of precautions with exercise. As long as they're taking care of the arm, they're gradual with their exercises, they're progressing and not doing something too soon all at once, you know, a ballistic movement or too much weight training too soon. So really, there aren't a lot of limitations with exercise. We want to encourage movement but also that trauma is really the killer. So whether it's muscle soreness from working out too hard, whether it's an injury from doing something too quickly, or having the muscle or the joint just not ready to take on that load. So that's a point of emphasis as well, just progressing exercise, progressing to prepare the tissue for those loads. And obviously, we have to do things in our day. Yeah, we have functional activities, and so that's also the focus of my practice, trying to get people back doing what they did before and in a healthy way, with the knowledge of the precautions and potentially what can cause lymphedema and exacerbate it.
Now, trauma early or trauma late, does it really even matter? So let's say someone had surgery a couple weeks ago and maybe their dog scratched them on that arm versus the lady that maybe 20 years out had surgery, radiation, and her system is aging and has the same injury. Like, does it matter if it's sooner or later, or it just depends on the body?
It just depends on the body. That's a good question. I never thought about that, but it's everybody's going to respond individually and uniquely. Mm. So if we can avoid trauma, that's probably the main point. Yeah, trauma.
So that's
physical
why,
trauma.
Yeah, that's why you speak about educating so much, but the education is really important.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It really is. Another point I'd like to add is if you are flying, a lot of people go overseas or they're visiting relatives around the holidays. So when you fly, you go up in an airplane, and I asked a commercial airline pilot once what they pressurize the cockpit to, and he said it's about 8,000 feet. So it's like standing at the base of Mount Lassen if you're going to hike to the top, right? The parking lot's about 8,000 feet.
Okay.
So you don't have the atmospheric pressure at sea level at 8,000 feet. That's a lot less air pressing down on you, right? So if you have a tendency to swell, that's going to show up in the tissue without some ancillary help, without a compression garment over the top. So that's why wearing compression is really recommended when you go to higher elevations or when you're flying, because we just don't have the pressure from the air like we would at sea level.
Okay.
And that tendency
that makes sense.
Is for the swell, yeah.
Okay. Because in general, when you fly, you can get leg swelling. But
exactly.
Now someone has had, lymphatic surgery and trauma, even more so. Okay, it makes sense when patients ask that question. I'm like, I don't know. But, yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So, let's see. Is lymphedema preventable?
It is and is. That's a great question. We know how the system works, and if we can encourage the vasculature, we can push fluid through it, we can do self-drainage exercises that encourage that flow, we can prevent these blockages from accumulating in certain areas. So we can also teach our bodies how to use alternative pathways. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes there's a stage zero with lymphedema, which is it's nascent. It's developing. We don't see it yet measurably, but patients understand, like, my fingers, the rings feel tight.
Mm-hmm.
My watch is a little tight, or something's just not right with the arm. So, and that's that nascent stage where it's collecting.
Kinda.
It doesn't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we can work with that. We can start moving fluid through the channels and teach the body how to deal with that and manage it before it tends to back up and create problems.
So I know you mentioned earlier that the lymphatic system is very superficial, and there is deep. There's deep also, right?
Yes.
But the superficial, is that the more dominant part of the system, or?
Well, it's like I-5 and 273. You can get to Anderson on like a surface street. You can get there. That would be the surface vasculature, right? You got some stoplights that you got to stop at, and it's a little slower, but you can get there that one way. And the lymph also can go fast down through the collectors where you have your lymph nodes, and that would be like I-5. So the deep system is more of the main transport, the quicker transport, and then the superficial vasculature is would be equivalent of like a surface street to get from A to B.
So when you do the therapy, you work on both systems?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, the deep and the superficial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And again, our endpoint's that venous angle, right, where a neck, arm, and trunk vein come together.
Yeah,
that's where that system ends. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where, when you say it ends, it's dumping back into the venous system.
Yes.
Right there at the clavicles, the junction of the clavicles and the sternocleidomastoid, kind of right there.
Mm-hmm.
I know you taught me before to kind of do this right here to open that up, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Self-drainage is key. And also, you know, that fluid, if it doesn't get back, I've seen people with puffy...
right in here?
Yeah,
and
you start working that area, and that the puffiness goes down, and sometimes the swelling. So if there's a roadblock there,
okay,
thyroid surgery, anything there that can block that, it's can be significant for flow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about therapy. All right. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Okay, welcome back to the show, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We're talking about lymphedema, and this show is brought to you by Swell Endeavors, who's in the house this evening. Swell Endeavors Physical Therapy has provided quality lymphedema care and education for almost 20 years in the Reading community. Learn more about specialized lymphedema care at lymphedemaswellendeavors.com or call 530-241-1900. And we have Mark Van Loan in the studio this evening, and he is Swell Endeavors. So Mark, let's talk a little bit about what you do for treatment for lymphedema.
Sure.
And what is it complete? What is it? Oh. Complete Decongestive Therapy, CDT.
CDT, yes. Mm-hmm. So it's basically CDT is just a big long name for four things that work together synergistically. One is manual lymphatic drainage, which is a very gentle lymphatic massage. exercise. I prefer movement, really, to the word exercise. People freak out when they hear exercise and, you know, picture some sweaty old guy in a headband, you know, in a gym. But really, it's the movement, the joints changing range of motion. The movement is so key for just our overall health, but mm-hmm. but it's particularly beneficial for helping lymphatic fluid move. So joints moving through the range of motion, breathing, diaphragmatic breathing, that's huge for creating a pressure differential that helps helps lymphatic fluid flow. So manual lymphatic drainage, movement or exercise, skin care, and compression. Those are our four components. So I tell my female patients, wear your mascara every day. It's not quite spelled right, but M-E-S-C, right? Manual drainage or massage, exercise, skin care, and compression. So if they get nothing out of our session, hopefully they'll remember to wear their mascara. Yeah.
Daily.
So those four components work together to really support lymphatic flow and help get that fluid back where it needs to go, back to that venous return. So,
okay,
yeah.
So the manual lymphatic drainage, what does that look like?
Mm-hmm. So it's a very gentle massage, pulling and tugging on the skin at specific hot spots where you have your lymphatics, neck, head and neck, axilla, armpit areas, and then the breathing through the abdominal space, the trunk, and then into the groin area. So those are where we have the bulk of our lymph nodes. And then in the clinic, we can move into the extremities if they have swelling in an arm or leg, you know, manually start moving that fluid out with a very soft, gentle technique.
Okay. How long does the treatment take?
So at the clinic, we see patients every 45 minutes. Our evaluations are an hour and a half. And, again, that's a lot of the education is included with that. But we do try to treat the first time if time allows.
Okay.
So if there's a lot of swelling, what we'll do is wrap and bandage an appendage, an arm or leg, with compression wraps.
Okay.
And compression generally needs to be short stretch material. ACE bandages have a corner on the compression market, but ACE has a lot of elastic. When you pull an ACE bandage, it really stretches. Because of how superficial and delicate those initial capillaries are with the lymphatic system, we blow right past those if we put a real stretchy, high stretch material. And so a shorter stretch material, I wouldn't recommend Coban, but Coban is it's self-adhesive, right? Mm-hmm. That's for stretch material. We see that a lot in wound care, which is great. The three-layer wraps, that helps support lymphatic flow. But we'll wrap and bandage an arm or leg with short stretch bandages, follow that volume down. When it's at that smallest, then we'll measure for a glove or sleeve.
Okay.
And then that holds the volume down so it doesn't tend to reaccumulate over time. So that would be a goal, main goal of the therapy, get the volume down and get them into a compression garment that's well-fitting.
For maintenance.
Right, right.
Now, what about when people have the, like, I'd say machines, but, you know, when they wear, like, the little jumpsuit with the Michelin Man.
Yeah, the pumps.
the pumps.
Great question. We use a lot of pumps in the clinic, and I feel it works synergistically with the drainage. So a compression pump is just that. It's squeezing. The more advanced ones cover the torso, which would mimic what a therapist does to open up the proximal, the central lymphatics first, and then go into the arm. Work your way down into the arm. Mm-hmm. And the basic pumps just stop at, at the arm, at the axilla, or at the groin for a leg.
Okay.
And those are nice. They're not part of the gold standard, but a lot of patients do well with those in the clinic. We sample, and a lot of them, if they can't get to treatment, they live in outlying areas. It's a nice tool to manage and to have something at home where they can be wearing quality compression and, supporting that flow.
Okay. Now, exercise. What type of exercises do you recommend? I know you said movement.
Yeah.
Is there any go-tos?
Great. I think walking overall, hands down, would probably be the best, safest movement that we can all do on a regular basis without any equipment. I'm a big fan of compound movements, like push-pull movements, like a wall push-up and something against in like a row. You're getting a lot of muscles with that, right? And it's functional. So push-pull exercise, and then keeping your legs strong, right? A squat and coming up on your toes, back on your heels. Those are basic fundamental movements that we have to do every day, getting up and down out of chairs. So keeping those muscles strong in basic ways would be you know, and for the lower extremities, and then the push-pull for the upper body as far as strength training goes.
Now, how about Pilates?
Pilates is great.
Okay.
Yeah, Pilates is fantastic.
I just started Pilates. That's what I'm asking.
Great Tai Chi. Some of those movements that are more gentle are great. Again, movement. Everything is based on moving those joints, getting that the range of motion established. That's great. Any movement's fine. But
I heard swimming was good.
Swimming's good too. And I'm glad you bring up water, because if you stand in water, it creates a perfect gradient for moving lymphatic fluid. So like there's more pressure at the ankle. And it can help move, the hydrostatic pressure helps move fluid up. So water aerobics, or even walking in water for lower extremity lymphedema, is a great way to, is to get exercise and compression in one fell swoop. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
And then what about the skincare?
Skincare, right. Mm-hmm. So because lymphatic fluid is not just water, there's those other constituents there. You're prone to infections, right? If you get a portal of entry, a nick or cut, you get these Chico State microbes, they get into your leg and throw a 12-kegger party, and then you've got a problem. They invite all their friends, you have colonization of bacteria, because they have a nutrient source. They have a place to set up shop. So we really need to keep that skin intact and integral, and a lotion, basic lotion to help nourish the skin if it's dry, for instance. But just, again, avoiding the nicks and cuts, the traumas that can set things off as far as the swelling, but also those nicks and cuts create a portal of entry for something to get in there, set up shop.
Initiate.
Yes.
Yeah.
So as we drain that out as well, you're less likely to experience infections. That fluid also, interestingly enough, sometimes the skin is very dry and flaky, and as we improve that milieu, as we get the fluid out, it doesn't. The tissue heals, right? Because it's the symptoms on the skin are just indicative of what's underneath. It's just not a healthy environment, stagnant fluid. So I'll see, dryness improve, skin color improves quite a bit when we start moving that fluid and getting a healthy environment there for the skin.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I asked you about this before, but I'll hold on that for a second. So breath work. Mm-hmm. It's my understanding breath work allows the diaphragm to, I don't know if it creates a gradient or a pressure because of the lymphatic system or coming up from the abdomen through the, I guess, chest cavity and emptying, where the clavicles are. And is it the deep breaths? What is it that helps to move the fluid with the breath work?
It's the pressure differential, pressure change. So as your rib, as you breathe the lower lobes of your lungs, as that rib cage expands, right, to make room for those ribs or the lungs filling with air and goes back to that original position, you have that accordion movement. And that's like it just creates a pressure differential, and that really helps that lymph start to move through the cistern ichelae, which is the main superhighway. Bringing that up to the venous, back up to the venous blood. So, and really, it's hard to breathe shallow when you're laughing, right? So laugh a lot, that's important, right? Exercise, same thing. It's hard, right, even when you're breathing hard or you need oxygen. So all of these things facilitate that breathing. And obviously you can learn to breathe through your diaphragm as well, and that's important to see that movement. If you have a hand on your tummy and you take a breath in, you want to see that tummy pooch out a little bit and move. That's how you know you're breathing through the diaphragm.
Yeah, pushing it out.
Yeah.
So what about, I've learned recently, I know it's very common, but I learned recently in my studies about the 4-7-8 breath work. You breathe in and hold for four. You breathe in for four, hold for seven, exhale for eight. Does that help create that pressure?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's great. Also, that has implications for your central nervous system, which is also really a key to, health, right? We live in fight or flight, and if we can get our nervous system to calm down and be in rest and digest, we're way ahead of the game. So, and breathing is a great way to do that. Not only does it help lymphatic flow, but we get that the central nervous system calming down, which is hard to do these days, right?
Have to use that a lot nowadays. Okay, so we'll take another break here, and we'll be right back.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community. How did you know this is my music? Another jazz cruise.
Love it.
Okay, welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We are here in the studio with Mark Van Loon from Swell Endeavors. And our last segment, we were talking about, you know, treatment for lymphedema and some four key things that one should do or treatment for lymphedema. And I was asking Mark on the break, like, what are some of the surgeries or treatments that people have had, different things like, you know, prostate cancer, radiation, mm-hmm. that one would see that they may be at risk for lymphedema?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so fortunately we're getting more advanced with our surgical techniques. There's more robotics. There's more north-south incisions versus, you know, east-west. Because our lymphatics flow north-south, right? So if you have a bikini cut surgery, there's more of a likelihood that you're going to get a couple of those collectors and potentially damage the lymphatic system and create swelling. So really, again, it gets back to the amount of trauma, really. Mm-hmm. So remember, we have a lot of lymph nodes in our groin area. So if you have radiation for prostate cancer, for instance, or you have a hernia repair and the inguinal hernia, okay, those are lymphatic rich areas. Oftentimes, heart catheterizations will go through the femoral vein in through the, actually, it could be artery probably, but anyway, it goes up through.
Yeah.
That entry point is right where all those, the lymph nodes are to collect fluid, and so we can potentially have some damage with that. So really, anterior approach, hip replacement is less ideal for lymphedema versus a lateral or a posterior approach.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they're getting so good and so, lack of a better word, so surgical. Right. And minimally invasive. That's really the key is the least amount of damage as possible. Because, our bodies are smart. They adapt and respond. It's just at a certain point, they can only take so many insults, and we just don't know what that point is, for every person. So,
How does one know to be referred? As an individual, I'm sure primary care is when they should send a patient over.
Right. Well, any symptoms of swelling, ultimately. If you're having symptoms, that's, that's a good time to be referred over. And again, we focus on the lymphatic swelling, but all swellings affect the lymphatic system because of that, where that fluid is out in the interstitial space. So by helping your lymphatic system work optimally, you can take pressure off other systems, the venous system, heart, kidneys, that maybe aren't working the greatest. So lymphedema, I have no trouble calling all swellings or all edemas lymphedema because they're related and they connect, they interconnect. So the techniques help not only lymphedema but other types of swellings. We have to be a little careful with congestive heart failure that's uncompensated, meaning that your heart's failing and you're not taking off extra fluid with a diuretic. So that's an absolute contraindication, uncompensated congestive heart failure.
Okay.
If you have an active infection, obviously we don't want to spread an infection through your body, so that would be another contraindication for treatment. And the last one would be an acute deep vein thrombosis, blood clot. So we want to just make sure that those have reorganized and are stable.
Push that along.
Exactly. We don't want to break one of those off and put it somewhere it shouldn't be. So those are the three main contraindications with, complete decongestive therapy. Obviously there's some relative precautions. We have to be careful with sensation. We have to be careful with, trauma, scar tissue, and things. We have to be, mindful of those things, too. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So what about anti-aging?
Anti-aging. Okay. You got a pill?
Found a few. I watch a lot of Instagram, and, they're showing these different, gua shang? How you move the face.
Yeah, absolutely.
Moving fluid. Mm-hmm. Is that a thing?
Absolutely. That's the direction, that lymph would go back to your, ear. Exactly. It's that light, delicate movement. And when we move through our ranges of motion, we're getting that naturally. And we just, with therapy, oftentimes it's extra. We're pushing that and helping that lymph system do its job. But yeah, absolutely. Those facials, that light, gentle touch helps move lymphatics.
I've seen a little light brush.
It's about that anatomy, just engaging that skin and stretching the vasculature. They're helping that open. So,
okay. So if I, let's say, I like to go to the spa.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say I'm trying to decide what kind of treatment do I want. Do I want the deep tissue? Lomi? Or sometimes they offer a lymphatic massage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Should I switch it up?
Yeah, I mean, I think lymphatic massage is great if you're hoping to detoxify. If you've had, around the holidays, we eat things we shouldn't, or we kind of fall off the wagon, but that's okay. That's life, right? But we've so if you're looking to detoxify, lymphatic massage is great.
Okay,
that would be the main.
It should be very light, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Light. Anytime you feel puffy or swollen, that's definitely indicated to do the self drainage or to get a lymphatic drainage, going with your system there. So. My training was 135 hours, so it actually been like 170. it's a pretty intense training with medical overview.
Yeah.
To learn the techniques and the anatomy and physiology. So it's in physical therapy that's recommended you have at least 135-hour training.
Yeah.
You know, for the complete DHS.
Complete,
therapy.
Yeah, yeah, I figured that. That's why I'm like, I don't know if I'm doing a lymphatic massage. Because I don't know how much training, you know, like how extensive that training is compared to just the general Swedish or whatever massage when you go to the to the spa. Let's see. Is there one daily habit that you recommend for lymph health that you could recommend to our listeners?
I think hydration is huge. I think hydration, you know, our lymph system's moving all the time, and if we can keep that lymph suspended and keep our body alkalized, you know, lemon water, leafy vegetables, we need to keep that alkaline environment for our cells, right? Cancer, my understanding is that cancer doesn't live well in an alkaline environment. It thrives on acidity, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, just that movement is gonna circulate our immune function, right? It's also gonna circulate a lot easier if we're hydrated.
Okay.
So I think hydration's probably and movement together.
And movement.
Like one and two for the lymphatics.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one myth you'd love to retire? Like a myth that you hear a lot from the patients when they come in?
Well, it's been debated in medical circles whether manual lymphatic drainage spreads cancer, and
yes.
I can definitively say no.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Dr. Ethel Foldy at the Foldy Clinic.
Yeah.
I asked her that question.
San Francisco, right?
This is Germany.
Oh, Germany. Oh, okay.
And she said if the cancer is designed to break off, is programmed to break off and spread, it's going to break off and spread no matter what you do to it mechanically.
Yeah.
So it's more the type of cancer and the characteristics of the cancer rather than any mechanical thing that we do with our drainage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Do you get that question a lot?
Occasionally.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. One word you hope patients feel after working with you.
Empowered.
Hmm.
I think
that's a good one.
I think it's important just to give information and knowledge and tools. And healthcare, it's scary, right? It's our health, our family members, our loved ones' health. And if we can empower people, give them tools and knowledge and help them live their best life, I think we've done a great service for the community.
Yeah.
And our professions.
Yeah, I agree with you. Is there anything, well, actually, how can, I know I've been announcing it, but how can you be reached?
So we're at the corner of Court in Tehama, about a block north of the courthouse, 1388 Court Street. Our landline, our number, 241-1900-ERICO-530.
Mm-hmm.
Drop by, say hi, or give us a call. If you have questions, I'm happy to answer any questions, even if you know, you feel like you don't need therapy, but hopefully we've answered some of those questions today.
Yeah, definitely.
And we're a resource for the community. We're here to serve and to help.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you. And the patients, they always give me great feedback. Mm. And, you know, I have your brochures in the office, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to send you over. I don't know if he agrees or not, but he'll definitely let me know.
We'll give you some tools and knowledge.
Yeah, no, that's great. All right. Well, thank you for listening to our show this evening, and thank you for educating and empowering our community. And we will be back next month, but actually this show is going to air every Tuesday at 6 p.m., streaming at kcnr1460.com, and it's also archived as well. So thank you for listening, listeners, and we'll see you next time.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.